In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus commends almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, but emphasizes that spiritual devotion must not be done for show. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from the one whose sign we bear in ashes, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Ash Wednesday. Today marks the beginning of Lent, a 40-day journey of self-reflection and intentional disciplines in order to draw near to God as individuals and as community. This journey begins with ashes smudged on our foreheads. Ashes, an ancient symbol of repentance, reminding us of our mortality. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. They are marked in the sign of the cross, the symbol of God's mercy, love, and accompaniment through the journey of discipleship and life. As we begin this Lenten journey, we are reminded of the three pillars or practices of piety: almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. And Jesus lays these essential disciplines out in our gospel lesson for today. Almsgiving, or works of love, the act of sharing out of God's gift of abundance to us through our time, our talents, and our resources. Prayer, the act of setting time aside to be in conversation with God, sharing our heart's desires, and pausing to listen for God's response. And fasting, the act of abstaining in our relationship to or use of stuff. Not only just food as it was originally established, but anything that creates barriers between God or others. We abstain so that we might indulge in religious devotion. And Jesus has a message about these three disciplines. Beware. Beware of practicing your piety. Or another way you might say it or read it, pay attention to or be on guard regarding your righteousness or your justice. Here Jesus is warning against the danger of distorting religious acts, drawing a distinction between what the hypocrites do and what followers of Jesus do. So it's about, for whom are these acts done, in my opinion? Do we do these acts for the approval of other people? Or are these acts done out of a deep desire to do what is helpful to others and what is pleasing to God? What's at stake here isn't, in Jesus' words, isn't whether we should do these acts. That's not the question. What's being stated here is, what is our motivation in them? Are we extrinsically driven? Do we do these out of a motive for something external, something beyond us? For instance, in high school, I decided to take French because I wanted to learn the language of love to woo the ladies. Yeah, I lasted a semester. Or are we intrinsically driven? Do we do for the sake of the thing itself? Again, with French, I could have taken the class in order to communicate with someone who speaks a different language than I. This is what Jesus is getting at with when he's talking about our righteousness or our piety. It's as if Jesus is saying, make sure that you are motivated for the right reasons. Be intrinsically driven. And the truth of the matter is, as we just stated, in the long run, extrinsic motivation always wears off. It always wears off. And more so, intrinsic motivation. Those who are driven intrinsically are better suited to resist through any obstacles that come in their way. Where do our motives lie? Is it to be viewed publicly in a high, holy manner, or to be rewarded by the act itself? Now, you and I both know that this is easier said than done, especially when we think of the Sermon on the Mount and these high expectations, some might even say unattainable expectations, Jesus has laid out for his followers. This is a difficult truth, something that is hard to swallow, because we are doomed to fail, and we will always fall short. Always. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for the ashes that we bear on our foreheads, reminding us that we are mortal and we will fall short. And in the sign of the cross, because on the cross, Jesus redeems all of it. Even our best acts and our best intentions, forgiving us all of our shortcomings. And in return, we don't have to worry about earning our own salvation. Rather, we are freed. Freed and forgiven to be about the work of God's kingdom. For its sake, not ours. This evening, I'd like to leave you with a story from St. Augustine. St. Augustine had a vision in which he met an elderly woman walking along the road. she was weighted down with a double heavy burden. Over one shoulder, she carried a huge chain, and over the other, a bucket full of water. In his vision, Augustine asked this woman, "Where are you going with your heavy burden?" And she replied, "I'm going to chain shut the gates of heaven and douse the flames of hell so that people who serve God can serve God for God's sake and for the sake of the service." May we be about the work of God's kingdom, marked forever with his cross. Amen.